warm for a while. 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler, though, as we head through the week across all areas.
Hey,
have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto five-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
Night gathers, and my Now TV watch begins. It will not end until I have finished all 8 seasons of Game of Thrones. I shall take no spoilers, nor skip ahead. Instead, I will defend my house from eternal channel hopping. I am the watcher of brilliant shows like Chernobyl and The Wire. More than enough great TV to last even the longest winter. Your 7-day free trial awaits. To start your night's watch, simply search Now TV. 18 plus new entertainment customers only. Auto renews at $8.99 per month. Unless cancelled, terms apply.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a cartoon on YouTube, so go check that out. And joining me is a hilarious man. It's Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Wah, Ben.
How are you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Oh, just weathering the storm, as I hope everyone else is. In case you did not hear my rant on our Real Housewives of Atlanta episode.
Oh God, stop
inside.
Lecturing people. No, just stop lecturing them.
I'm providing a public service. Stay inside. But I'm not ranting today. I'm just saying, stay inside. So that being said, while you were staying inside, last week we did our bonus episode where we recapped Love is Blind. We decided to make that a free episode. So that is actually on the Watcher Crappens feed. So if you subscribe to us, you already have it. If not, go check out our feed. We have our Love is Blind recap is up. So go check that out. It's free for everyone. We did record an additional bonus episode where we caught up with Family Karma, which we love, and Below Deck Sailing Yacht, and also the Project Runway finale. So that's available on Patreon. Watch What Crappens. Patreon.com/WatchWhatCrappens. So that's that. And in case you missed it or couldn't figure it out... Our April shows are postponed, so if you're planning to see us in April, we will have updates on the new dates as soon as all this mess clears up. Your tickets will be honored, and if you can't make the new dates, then you can get refunds at your point of purchase. That is all the news. Whoa, all the big news.
Well, yeah, if you guys want to watch any of these recaps, we have a bunch of Crappens on Demand videos. That Love is Blind is available on Crappens on Demand. Mm-hmm. That's a Patreon thing. And this week's bonus is going to be all about the new Netflix show, The Tiger King.
Yeah.
So we're still just cranking them out over here. So if you need something to listen to, well, hi.
Hi.
You found us.
Yeah. So anyway, today we are talking about Shaw's The Sunset, which is really, really got my blood boiling. I'm really feeling a lot of things. And this episode picks up truly where the last one left off. Last we saw was Sara was having a gloomy pool party, and MJ and Reza got into a huge fight where he yelled out over a balcony over to broadcast this entire party. Basically, the reason why our uterus exploded is because you had 10 abortions, which is pretty vile. And I would actually say it's extremely vile. And then he stormed off and then found a producer's binder and threw it down the road and the paper scattered everywhere. So now we're catching up with Reza as he stomps down the street trying to get to his Uber. And he's having flashback memories of all the things that MJ said.
You fucking liars, bitch. You gonna come at me like that?
Screaming at the producers.
Mm-hmm.
And then Reza, the victim, of course, is like, I didn't want to believe that while MJ was on bed rest, she was plotting and planning against me.
But now I know it's true.
How do you know it's true, Milli Vanilli? What are you talking about? Like, there's literally...
Reza,
like,
honey.
Yeah.
Your husband is... You guys apparently fuck around on each other, which is fine. You have an open relationship. Yeah. You're trying to keep secret. Whatever. But your husband totally got caught. He's sending dirty, shitty fucking messages to people. And instead of getting mad at your husband, you're mad at everyone who talked about it. Sorry,
yeah.
But... you are the worst on this show, and you fucking deserve every little bit you're getting. And it's really funny that you're trying to make this all about MJ or Destiny or Allie or anyone else who's around, but it's your fucking husband. If you don't want your husband sending dick pics, that's between you and him.
Yeah, exactly. And here and now, like, Reza's stomping down the hillside, and Adam is falling behind with his little book bag, like, hurry, hold on. Like, he's not saying that, but that's what his body language is saying. But it's just, it's so Adam. It's exactly what we talked about last week, you know? Like, he's, like, become the little kid in this relationship. And he was at the pool. He was at the public pool swimming around with his friends. And he wasn't ready when mom came to pick him up. And now mom said, Adam, you get over here right now and you get into your shorts. We are leaving right now. We're already late. We're already late to pick up your father from the train.
Bless his heart, didn't even have time to fix his come over. Just walking down like a wet, bald, drowned rat. So then back at the party, Mike's like, what the fuck happened, MJ? What the fuck happened? And she's like, he came over here. He said I had 10 abortions. And then we see the clip. Because, of course, MJ is just, she's very, I wouldn't say just like Reza. But, you know, MJ is no angel either. Right. So she's like, I have no idea. He just came over here and said I had 10 abortions. So we get a clip inserted of, you cheated on him, he cheated on you, go back to your stupid cheating husband.
Yeah.
And then Reza again screaming, you had 10 abortions! And then they cut to a close-up of a gay's face who's at the party, who's like, I guess like all of our faces. He's like, mouth is wide open in a kind of laugh, but he's like, oh my god, why am I laughing at this?
Yeah.
No, don't laugh at this.
Exactly. So MJ, then she reiterates to Mike, he came over here and said, you were 50 years old, in a hospital, dying because you had 10 abortions. And then Mike goes, and you threw water at him though, no? And then he said those things. And she goes, oh my god, okay, that makes it okay. That makes it okay, never mind. Sorry, Mike.
And he's like, no, it doesn't make it okay, but when I persuade that guy to come down and talk to you, it's to talk to you. It's not to get, you know, water thrown in his face.
You know what?
And she's like, with his face exploding with blood, hello? It's like, but he was upset. He's just a man.
You know, like, Reza did not go down those stairs to talk to MJ. It was not like Reza came in peace. He stomped down, and admittedly, she was on 11 at that point, because he came down and she was already just, like, coming at him. But there was no sense of reconciliation happening with Reza. And no matter how much he tries to, like, revise that later on, being like, if I had seen, like, that spark, it would have been good, but no. So, MJ says, he's upset because he decided to believe Ali instead of his friend of 30 years who has always protected him. Which is also kind of funny because MJ, I would not say MJ has always protected Reza.
No, I wouldn't say she's always protected. I mean, they're both ridiculous, you know? But Reza definitely is the worst in this situation, and really in every situation.
Yeah.
So Mike's like, well, Ali, a few weeks ago, he's just catching everybody up. Who's like, hey, we're suddenly stuck at home Friday night. What is this?
What is this cast of monsters?
So Mike's like, well, Ali, a few weeks ago, approached Destiny about text messages from Adam, and soon after, all hell broke loose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, that's some amending history. How about a couple months ago, Adam kept sending his dick to people who didn't want it,
mm-hmm.
and then Ali complained about it,
mm-hmm.
and then instead of Destiny calling and telling Reza that this rumor, or not rumor, because they keep saying rumor, it's not a rumor, it happened. It's acknowledged that it happened.
Yes.
Destiny came and stuck her nose in it on camera. Mm-hmm. So why is she totally off the hook?
Well, because what happened was, Ali tells Destiny at lunch that Adam keeps sending texts over and over again. And this is, by the way, after Reza had allegedly put the kibosh on the relationship. So on top of that, he's also continuing to get these text messages. Tells Destiny. Destiny tells Mike that this is happening, and she's concerned. So Mike and Destiny sit down with Reza and say, hey, just so you know, your husband had naked Jenga and is sending dick pics. Reza confronts Adam and then starts doing this outward campaign of, like, rather than rather than focus on the fact that I have issues with my marriage, I'm going to destruct everyone around me instead. I'm going to destruct and distract. So he takes, so he goes out to lunch with Ali and Destiny to be like, what are these texts? Ali tells Reza what's going on. Reza comes hard at Ali, throws water in Ali's face after basically not really hearing what Ali has to say. So he throws water in Ali's face. Destiny is like, voy, 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 voy. Reza decides that Destiny did not stand up for him enough at that lunch. So then Reza decides he's just going to ignore and cut Destiny out of his life and destroy her. She's so hurt by it that she comes groveling back. He takes, because she grovels enough, he then decides that she is loyal, and then she is off the hook because Reza has decided that she is off the hook, and now all attention can be put on MJ because now Destiny is saying that MJ sat them down and said, we have to air this shit out about Adam on camera. So now Adam is convinced, now Reza is convinced that MJ plotted this whole thing to break up their marriage. Meanwhile, she's lying in a hospital bed nearly at death's door because she had to have this emergency surgery. So that is the situation.
Yeah, there you go. So Mike's like, well, MJ had a difficult birth. And I think that MJ heard the rumor and she spread the rumor, but I don't think she started the rumor. Guess what? No one started the rumor. It's not a rumor.
Yeah.
Okay? It's facts.
Yes.
Which we saw, kind of, when Ali threw the papers at Reza with all of the copies of the text. So, okay, stop saying it's a rumor. It is not a rumor.
Yes.
So Mike's like, you know, the sick thing about our group, other than probably all the sicknesses you actually have, is that we know dark things about each other and we share them with other people. Well, yeah, Mike, I'm sure you're the first one who wishes that that didn't happen.
Yeah, maybe you guys shouldn't be friends anymore. Have you guys considered that? So MJ is like, I never said anything. And Mike's like, you literally just, because she's saying, I never said anything towards Reza. I never said anything. He's like, you literally just did. And we see a flashback of her saying again, go back to your stupid husband, cheat on each other, go to bathhouses like you always do.
Yeah, and then believe this one, pointing at Destiny. And Destiny's like, this one? And Mike's like, you know, the fact that you knew something and you didn't bring it to Reza's attention. And MJ goes, Reza knew about it too. The fact that you guys are all talking about this has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Okay? Basically saying, Adam sent the dick pics. The guy he sent the dick pics to talked about it. Mm-hmm. What do you want from me? And she's like, the fact that Reza has had some troubled marriage waters is not a secret to anybody.
Yeah.
And then we see the clip of the reunion where Reza is saying, I was telling Adam I want a divorce. Mm-hmm. And then cut back to MJ and she's like, yeah, that shit's all because of Adam. Mm-hmm. So talk to your husband.
Yeah, she says, she tells us, you know what, it's easier to blame me than for Reza to look at himself or his husband. So then she calls up Tommy and she's like, hey, Tommy, so this is what happened, okay? Reza said that the reason why this all happens because I had 10 abortions, yada, yada, yada. And Mike starts losing his mind. He's like, Nakon, which means, like, don't do that. Why are you doing this? And he's like, and Nima's like, what the fuck are you doing? This is not how you elevate your brand right now.
And Paulina's like, she's telling her man what Reza said to her. That's what she's doing. I mean, personally, I would suggest that Tommy take Reza to lunch and discuss it over a very bland tuna sandwich.
And marmalade. But by the way, Paulina was actually correct. I can't believe I was agreeing with her. But it's like, why is MJ not allowed to tell her husband that a douchebag just, you know, aired out this thing about her having 10 abortions at a party? Of course she can't tell her husband? I mean, how dare they?
Yeah, and Mike's like, well, if he comes here, it's going to get messy. And then whose fault is that?
Yeah, exactly. Reza said it, you know? So MJ goes, you know what? You should just go to temple and pray for Reza.
So then 24 hours later, the scene we've all been seeing on, you know, social media for the past, I guess, ever since summer.
Yes.
It's 24 hours later, and there's a little broken cactus on the ground. Wow, really? This is it?
So now Reza
There's like 3 broken plants. Give me a break. Reza went on Instagram after this happened and was like, he cost $30,000 worth of damage. No.
No.
I'm sorry. No, he didn't. That was 3 plants. Now, was it right? No, of course not.
No.
But fuck you, Reza. And I agree with Tommy. You're lucky it wasn't your fucking knees.
Yeah. So Reza's like, well,
Adam and I are sitting having brunch with my mother, my poor sweet mother. We're just two happy people in love with my mother at brunch. Innocent people, innocent as can be. And then all of a sudden, my ring notification went off. And by that, I mean my doorbell ring, because I had lost my wedding ring a long time ago because our relationship is basically in shambles.
And then we see a clip, the ring clip of... I wrote Nima throwing patio furniture around, which is actually kind of funny.
Yeah,
I'm going to leave that in my notes just in case aliens, you know, find this one day and blame everything on Nima.
And they're so confused.
Yeah. So Tommy is back there like, I'm going to throw a cactus, huh? Hey, you know what? I'm going to throw out. What is this, a ficus? Stupid fucking plant. Yeah, dumbest plant I ever seen. And throws a few plants and then leaves.
It was basically so perfect, considering that at the beginning of the season, we're like, their backyard looks like shit. And so they finally got their backyard in order, and Tommy comes by and destroys it. It's perfect.
And the music, it's like the ID channel.
Not the ID channel. And then Reza's walking around his backyard as if like Hurricane Katrina came through. Okay, it's like, okay, so there's a cactus. There's like a cactus out of its pot. And there's a broken, like, a shitty planter that should have been broken anyway because it was stupid. And they're walking around like they just suffered a natural disaster. Like, FEMA should be coming through.
Well, Reza goes inside and Adam's sitting there. He goes, that was a long time, honey. And he's like, yeah, well, when we were in the car on the way to brunch and he called, I didn't realize he was on his way here. And then he tells us, Tommy called me in a state of rage and he said, Reza, you motherfucker, I'm going to kill you. And I thought, okay, low-class trash, and I hung up. And Reza is... doing his like big victim thing, like he's making his big victim eyes, he's like blinking really slowly, and he's in his terrible plastic grease jacket with his long sleeves. Stupid sleeves, ass wiping sleeves.
Oh god,
I hate him.
And Adam's like, I kind of don't feel safe. And you know what, normally I would say, you know, I understand that someone came to the house with a bat and since we weren't there he just vandalized the house. So I kind of, normally I would be like, I get that. But in this case, I'm like, you know what? You guys started this. You guys started this. And now you're like, it doesn't justify what Tommy did, but I'm not going to like feel bad for you right now.
Also, how many strangers have you let into your house? Adam.
Yeah. Naked Django.
So MJ's in a blue jumpsuit. Wow. MJ's, I have to say, one thing that never disappoints is MJ's fashion. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
So she comes in this big blue jumpsuit to the Fratelli Cafe to meet Nima and Mike for lunch.
Yeah.
And Nima's like, oh, look at you. Always got the fly jumpsuit on. Wow.
What we really have to do is lean into this look and really make it your trademark, okay? So MJ is there and she's like, you know what? This sucks because this is a time in my life when I should feel love. I should be feeling supported and celebrating. And then this is happening. And like... part of that, yes, is definitely like, woe is me. But there is also something there. I actually do think that there is some truth to that. I mean, she had this baby. No one visited her. Her best friend of 30 years has like whipped up this frenzy against her. And instead of like feeling like she's just like this moment that she's been looking forward to for so many years, that she's surrounded by all the love and support of her friends, she's now in this mess. That does suck.
And he's like, well, I didn't think it would get to this point, MJ. Throwing water in his face? Whoa! And she's like, oh yeah, because water.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's so awful. Like, let's just forget that Reza just did this a couple weeks ago, too.
Yes, Ellie. Exactly.
Okay, let's just all forget. So Nima's like, but that's a violation of personal space. And she's like, he was in a bathing suit.
Yeah, and you know, the Reza point about that he just did that is a really important point. Because if Reza's going to say, like, well, she threw water in my face, and it was, like, it was so wrong, and that's why it's da-da-da-da-da-da. It's like, but you just did that to Ali, and what did Ali do when he got water in his face? He actually just sort of sat there and had composure, and he controlled himself. And you almost, like, you were able to justify why you threw water in his face. I was so angry at that moment, da-da-da-da. Like, you were able to see why that was acceptable for you in that moment. But now all of a sudden MJ does it to you and you're allowed to spout off this shit about abortions? No.
Yeah. So Nima's like, well, who would ever, because he's like, the Tommy thing. And she goes, he had a proper reaction. He's like, who would say that's a proper reaction? A cactus got hurt. So then Mike comes over. And he's like, hey, you know, my friends are causing me a lot of anxiety. Okay. So then we cut back to Reza and Adam. And he's like, what was she thinking to send her criminal thug husband? What is he supposed to scare us? Hurt us? He's like, well, you look a little scared. Like Adam just said he was scared.
Yeah.
So Adam's like, I'm so glad we weren't here, honey. He's like, we will not be intimidated. We have a temporary restraining order on everything until court hearing on June 14th.
Adam's like, and just in case he decides to violate that, I am sleeping with a Jenga block under my pillow, and I will throw it at his face.
So then back to MJ. She's like, oh, God, how am I even a part of this? And he was like, can I ask you, because I consider you a sister, did you know that he was going over there? And Mike's like, of course he did, bro. Of course. Like, what does she think? He's going to Little League practice with his bat?
Yeah. By the way, I'm starting up a new stand-up comedy career to support my building career. Which, by the way, I'm here not helping that building right now. I am not doing the building. So MJ is like, Tommy has to protect his wife and son. And after someone says horrific things about his wife and then takes a social, do you really expect a man to lay down? So before we even get into what Reza said on IG, I will say this. This is now where I start to also give some of the business to Tommy, because Tommy has every right to be absolutely furious, but to actively, like, get into a car, drive over to their place with a bat, that's, like, not cool. That is, like, real. Like, he is allowed to have a reaction. If he were at that party, he would have probably thrown a punch, for sure. But, like, now to actively, to brave LA traffic shows a level of commitment that is very scary, and that was not cool.
Well, yeah, of course. My God. You can't just hit people you don't like.
Yeah.
Okay?
Exactly. As we learned from Danielle Staub. You can't just take a baseball bat. Right? Like, we cannot condone violence, Danielle.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
The ID Mobile WOW Deals event is now on. Save up to £120 on the latest smartphones, including the awesome Samsung Galaxy A40. That's £120 you can spend on other stuff, like 2,123 chocolate eggs, perhaps. Ugh. But hurry, the ID Mobile WOW Deals event ends April the 21st. Switch and save today at idmobile.co.uk. While stocks last, offers subject to change. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Soccerellis. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arens.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano. Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Lourdes, the Lordess of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We like her more than a smidge. It's Kelly Cartledge.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Kelly Stomp, the Stump Master.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
So MJ is like, MJ tells us that Reza went to Instagram of all places. Like, where else is he going to go? So he gives some big post. It's like five. I was started to type it down.
I wrote it down.
It all down. But then you see that it's five pages long.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God.
I wrote down just the part I could see. It's actually not too bad. But he basically says, when you're evil and plotting against your best friend of 30 years, make sure not to leave receipts in plain sight. The fact is, someone that I loved, cared for, and supported allowed fame to get to her head. And she came for me while she was, quote unquote, dying and in ICU. Luckily, her health scare passed quickly, and she was out and about going to the opening of an envelope.
I don't see where the receipts are in that. You literally said she was dying, and you put it in quotes? Like, she was in ICU. Why are you trying to make... I don't see what he was trying to say with that.
She was faking it, and she was trying to garner sympathy by pretending she was having some difficult pregnancy or whatever. This guy's just such a disgusting pig.
Right.
He always has been a disgusting pig.
So I guess the way he supports it is that he in the actual post, he has text messages from Tommy describing what's going on with MJ. And as far as I can tell, the text messages look like she's going through a horrific experience, right?
Yeah. Well, all the text messages that Reza posted.
Yeah.
You know, that they're mad about him posting all the medical stuff. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with him? So she's like, well, he posted a rant of all our private texts and my personal history that Tommy confided in him. And, you know, that just fanned the flame. And so Nina
Garcia. Like,
but the bodies, the car, the zipper. Nina's like, I wouldn't expect someone to ever go to someone's house with a bat. So you think that's okay? And she's like, I never said it's okay. He's like, oh, bad. She's like, oh, my God, he messed up some plants. Calm down.
That's literally what MJ said. She's like, he messed up some plants. So what? And Mike's like, I thought MJ would be apologetic. Instead, she's defensive, which really doesn't impact me at all because I'm doing nothing with my life. But I just thought I'd share that.
And Nima's like, you need to come clean and you need to apologize for what Tommy did. Because that is a game changer.
Okay?
Vegetarianism.
Yeah.
That is what I'm saying.
It's a game changer. So Mike's like, you're making us choose. She's like, you know what? Choose him. I don't care. Like, my life will not be impacted if I lose Mike Shoehead as a friend. Like, now I can eat chocolate croissants.
Yeah. And Nima's like, no, this is like divorced parents. And she's like, are you suggesting I talk to Reza because I would rather poke my eyes out?
Yeah.
And Nima's like, she's wrong. It was violent, period.
Yeah, he's basically she's like, part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I'm done with Reza. Okay, I'll clear the air, but I've had enough of this. Bye. Pick up the tab. I'll get the next one. See ya.
The first time that's ever been explicitly declared on Bravo, because we've seen so many people storm out of lunches, and no one has ever offered to get the next one. I think just for that alone, they should be on MJ's side.
Yeah. So next up, we get Gigi going to see her lawyer, Atusa.
Yeah. So Shalom finally signed the divorce papers out of nowhere. He just finally divorced. Oh, I signed the divorce paper, so it's all exciting. Except there's some weird loophole where if Shalom feels like there was fraud or there was lying or disinformation, he could rescind the signing. So Gigi is still in the trouble zone. So basically Atusa's like, just leave him alone. Because Atusa could pretty much see Gigi like halfway done posting an Instagram post saying like, I'm done with that fucker. She's like, don't do that.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. She's like, don't make him mad. And Gigi's like, what does that mean exactly?
Yeah.
Don't do that. So Gigi's like, well, I don't want him to know I'm pregnant. As she's shooting a show and about to post on Instagram that she's pregnant.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, she will the second she's pregnant. So she's like, well, now this part was fishy because Gigi's like, what do you mean don't piss him off? And Atusa tells her, well, for example, he could say that there was some kind of fraud or some things that happened that weren't disclosed to him.
Yeah.
What is that?
I'm imagining if, like, the grounds of... I don't know, but I'm assuming that there were some sort of, like, things that were negotiated about and, like, some sort of terms. And if he feels like she wasn't disclosing all this and some sort of information that may have, like, allowed him to get a more advantageous, you know, outcome, that he would say that there was fraud and that should, like, this is like, it's a null. The thing that he signed is null because
he signed something that was based off of not the full picture. I don't know. That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's what I got from it. I just wonder what specifically she's talking about, because maybe she has I feel like Gigi's the luckiest cast member this year, because all of this Reza and MJ fighting has really taken the spotlight off of what a monster Gigi is.
Yeah.
Like, it really has. Gigi's just this, like, innocent little munchkin right now, and everybody's like, oh my god, Gigi's getting pregnant! Like, she's totally off the hook for everything ever.
She's literally on a different show. She's just doing a show with her mom and Yasmin, and they're just hanging out, like, plucking things out of her giant candy bowls and eating pineapples.
Yeah, so she's like, well, you know, I told you I'm using an anonymous sperm donor, and, like, I look at the picture, and I'm like, you know, I like his nose because I had to get mine cut off, and then he has to have, like, small lips because my lips are injected, so...
I'm like, you know those traits... You know that, like, your cosmetic surgery is not genetically passed down, right, Gigi?
Yeah, that's what she's saying. She's trying to find a man with a small nose so her son doesn't get a big nose because she had to have it cut off. Yeah. I'm like, well, listen, as long as your son, as long as your child has the same well that you went to get all of your plastic surgery, your parents' money.
Yeah,
I think they'll be fine. We'll be fine.
She's basically like, and he's so nice. He wrote a. A letter to the child being like, dear child, I hope your life is full of wonderful things. You must have an amazing mom. Maybe someday I'll get to meet her and remarry her, signed Shalom. Wait a second.
So then Destiny shows up in her fucking turban at a hookah restaurant. Okay, hate your turban, hate hookah places.
I hate hookah places,
You're on my last
too.
Nerve, Destiny.
But the one thing that got me through this is knowing that it was shot across the street from a Michael's. I was like, I know exactly where that place is. And it's across from Michael's. I know it because when I try to leave Michael's, I see the hookah place while I'm sitting there waiting for the light to turn.
So she tries to make me like her by ordering fries and a Moscow Mule, but... I can't. You're still on my goddamn nerves.
Yeah. So Nima walks in, and she's just in voy-voy overdrive. She's like, voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-voy-
already like on fucking hashtagged on hats and shit, and you know she does.
I know, and I thought that she was reacting to the whole MJ and Reza situation, but she's actually voivoying over Sam. I was like, really? You're doing the big voivoy for Sam when you've got like friends who have, you know, restraining orders against each other, and you're giving Sam the big voivoy?
Yeah, that you started, by the way. So she's like, yeah, she wants me to stop dating her brother, but I was like, I'm an independent woman, so... And Nima's like, oh gosh, she must not like you at all. So have you been seeing him since Vegas? I need to get my script right for when I cause shit with her, since I have no life to depend on for the show, so...
Yeah, and so, yeah, Dustin's like, yeah, we're still, like, talking, even though, like, Sarah's being a total hater. Anyway, I've got my event in Arizona, and I'm not inviting Sarah to it, because I guess she's doing some sort of, at this point, I don't really know what it is, but something in Arizona, and the guys are going to it, but everyone's invited except for Sarah and MJ. So
yeah, which is extra shitty, because Sarah invited her to a shooting day.
Yeah.
Even though she hates her, and Destiny's going to try and keep her off the show. Sorry, Destiny. Doesn't look like that's going to work.
Nope.
So she's like, I noticed this because I looked up her. It's called Liquid Sweets, right? Because she says she's having a Liquid Sweets event. And I was like, what is that? So basically, sugar, water, mm-hmm. You know, it's like, that's a thing, actually. So she, I looked it up. She's got a couple thousand followers on there. It's her party planning business, her event planning business. And one of her taglines is like, fun and flirty. And so in this scene, she's like, Sam and I are still talking. As long as it's fun and flirty, I'm like, you are so fucking phony.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
Like, really, you're using your fucking shitty business tagline for this fake relationship. You're phony. Get the fuck off TV.
You know that,
what are you even doing here? You don't even know anybody. Nobody even likes you on this show. Go home.
You know that her company does those shitty step and repeats. I think you were with me one time. Didn't we one time... Weren't we at like Cabo Cantina on Sunset, and then someone drove us somewhere, and so we got onto this car across the street. They had parked across the street, and it was at the Sunset Trocadero. There was some sort of event that was happening, and they had like the world's smallest Step and Repeat. I think it was like smaller than the one that we got for that one LA show that we did. And they set up a Step and Repeat and this little red carpet outside the Sunset Trocadero. And the car that we were getting into was parked right there. So like literally our car was parked on the red carpet for this, whatever this event was. Like literally it was like randos going down this red carpet. And it was like people walking down the red carpet and then like us walking onto the red carpet to get to the car. I was like, that is what a Destiny event would be. Doing setting up a red carpet next to like a random, you know, mid-aughts Toyota.
Yeah, pretty much. There's Destiny in a nutshell.
Yeah.
So then Gigi is ordering fast food because she's wacky, guys.
Yeah.
Then we go to MJ's house.
Yeah.
And she's dressing her baby and stuff. And Craig comes over with a mullet and some very sparkly jogging clothes.
And a very, like a unicorn bang. You know, unicorns always seem to have like a very intense swoopy bang.
Yeah.
He has that. He has a unicorn bang.
A unicorn bang. So he comes over with like a unicorn bang mullet. And he's like, didn't want to ring the doorbell because I didn't want to wake the baby. But here's the baby. Oh, my God.
I brought collagen water. I brought some healthy drinks. I brought dirt smoothies. They're actually made of dirt that's pureed with mud. Also, I brought toenail shots and also some liquid fat that has been turned into a jelly that you can put on top of your stapler English muffin.
Oh, Adam wanted me to tell. Oh, never mind. He didn't. It's just his dick. Sorry. I'll reply to that later.
Have you ever played Jenga? I'm trying to learn the rules. Apparently, there's some sort of game night tonight.
So then over at Mike's place, Mike is doing a big bagel setup because he needs bigger boobs. And Destiny comes over, and basically, Mike tells us that here we go. Rez is pulling together a meeting. And he's making Mike cater it, of course.
Yes.
Like, do it at your house. My house has been traumatized enough. So he's forcing a meeting, a cast meeting, basically, where everybody has to agree to not film with MJ or he's going to get them kicked off the show.
Yeah.
Which is basically what Reza does every season with somebody.
And Mike even knows it and he still goes through that. He goes, I love Reza, but he also has a really good way of rallying his troops. It's always like, you want to be on my team or their team? Like, that's what he does. I'm like, so why are you allowing him to?
Choosing his team because they think that Rez is the show, you know?
Yeah.
And so they'll do whatever he wants. So Craig, back with Craig, he's like, oh my God, do your breasts still leak when you hear the baby cry? Mine too. It's really weird. Such an empath.
I have sympathy breast leaking, yeah.
So everybody starts showing up to Mike's house. And Reza gives us some more victim monologue. He's like, not having your best friend is a loss that is unimaginable. So I need all the love and support I can get right now as I try to get my best friend kicked off this show for good.
Yeah, don't talk to me about not having your best friend. She was in the hospital. She gave birth to a baby and you didn't even show up. And now you're going to talk about how you lost your best friend and you weren't even there for her with a baby and after a surgery. I mean, come on. He's turning into a candidate for Shut Up Mountain.
Hear ye, hear ye. Listen, I can never, ever, 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 ever have anything to do with MJ or Tommy. First she sent her little gay minion to destroy my marriage, and then she sends her thug husband to what? Come and rough me up?
I mean, the only one who's destroying the marriage right now is Adam and Reza, right? Like, the quote-unquote gay minion is not there to destroy the marriage. The gay minion is like, please... Someone tell Adam to stop sending me pictures of his dick. I'm not into it. I don't want it. And on top of that, Reza already told me that he wants nothing to do with me, but then he keeps sending me dick pics. It's really annoying. That's not him trying to destroy the marriage. That's him trying to, like, get texts to stop.
Speaking of minions, Nima pipes up. He's like, Mike and I went to meet with her, and we held nothing back, bro. We held nothing back. We told her point blank that Tommy's actions were unacceptable. Reza is like, did she show any remorse? Not a bit.
I did say that something was a game changer, though. That was really great to say that. Yeah.
Mm.
So, Mike's like, they acted like savages, but you can't flush away years of friendship over a disagreement, okay? Because If they're fighting, I mean, how am I going to ask them both for money if I can only ask one of them for money? That's not going to work out for me.
And then Sarah comes over. What the fuck are you even doing here? You don't even know these people.
Yeah,
seriously. Why is Sarah here? Get rid of her. Send her in a car with Destiny somewhere.
That's what R. Kelly asked every time she came home.
So she's brought a candle. Thanks for that thoughtful gift, Sarah. So she's like, where's Golnessa? And Rez is like, listen, I want to apologize to you profusely for acting like an animal. I'm so sorry about your party.
And then we see a flashback again of Reza throwing the binder and Adam going, honey.
And Sarah's like, you don't have to apologize. Who invited Maris anyway? Oh, really? He's the one who came in screaming and yelling at that party, not her.
Yeah.
What do you? So this cast is so full of shit. They're such ass kissers. It's hard to watch this.
Well, I did a PowerPoint projection, and I thought that by bringing two friends together at the expense of the party, that it would work out. And that was wrong. But I thought that, you know, a 30-year friendship, that they would have a little tiff, and it'll smooth over. But apparently my projections were wrong. It was not the game changer we're expecting. We were not able to flatten the curve on their situation. And this is where we're at now.
Hey, look, I'm a cast member on a show with zero life to film, and the producers make me do things, and I do them so I can keep my job, okay?
So then Reza, of all people, goes, you're being flippant about my feelings. Oh, really, Reza? Suddenly your feelings, you can't be flippant about Reza's feelings when we have, like, seven seasons of you being, of you doing that to every single one of your castmates.
Yeah, and Reza's like, well, I wish I'd not gone downstairs and disclosed her medical history because it had nothing to do with our argument. And then cut back to Craig, and he's like, MJ, your dad came to me in my sleep again. What? What? Okay, why isn't that the plot line? If anybody needs to have a lunch, it's Shams.
Why is Shams visiting Craig instead of MJ?
Shams, stop visiting people while they're trying to sleep, okay? Craig has bangs to iron.
Shams is literally trying to get a workout in from heaven. He's like, hey, Craig, can I just get like a new routine for up here? Thanks.
He's like, he said that he really wants you to address your situation with Reza. And she's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Leave me alone.
Oh, gosh. So then they start to stretch and stuff. And then meanwhile, back at Mike's house, Paulina joins the big Reza summit. And Reza's talking to everyone about the restraining order. And he's like,
Tommy has to stay 100 yards away from our home, our cars, us, and whatever Jenga set Adam has set up in the backyard.
Will there be jail consequences for him? He's like, yes. And Destin's like, oh, this has really hit the fan. Stop crying, starter. Okay? You started this. You.
Yeah. Ma'am.
So he's like, please do not try to mend or help our relationship. Any of you. I don't want to be friends with anyone who is friends with her. I don't want to see pictures of her. I don't want her to see pictures of my life or know anything about me.
Yeah, says the guy who totally divulged her medical history.
Yeah. So, typical.
So
he's Reza.
So then it's like, will Reza be able to go to Arizona for this exciting Destiny weekend? And he's like,
unfortunately, I will not be able to go to Arizona. I will be taking Adam to Hawaii for his birthday. I promised him we could jump into the ball pit, but I think he thinks it's something else.
So then later, we're still at Mike's house, but it's like a different time now, and someone's ringing the door, and it's Nima. Mike's like, hey, I'm all stocked up on Girl Scout cookies, bro. Ha ha ha. Got him. And then so Sherman cool. comes in.
He's like, hey, guys, so I brought a giant bag, and they're like, come on. He's like, this is like 101. You never check a bag in if you're just taking Southwest to a city. Sorry, bro, I just have to have all my stuff so I look awesome and fly tonight.
Mike's like, this is our guys' weekend. I can't wait to get away with Shervin and Nima. And let's face it, Destiny's one of the guys. Nope. No, she's not.
She's definitely not. She's and also, not. By the way, they're all going to see MMA. It's like, ugh. Could it be more awful? Could it? It's just one thing after another.
Well, it's Destiny's big MMA event.
Yeah.
She's partnered with them.
So they're like putting their bags in the car. And Nima's like, you guys, vacation Nima is a complete liability. Watch out. It's going to be a game changer.
Get a couple of rosés in me and I get wild, dude.
I will talk about myself in ways you can't even imagine. It'll be so exciting.
So then we go to Phoenix, and Destiny's getting her makeup on. And she's like, oh my god, what are the fucking odds that they lost my fucking package? My whole fucking package with my shirt and my tops and my, oh my god. She's trying to be like so extra and entertaining, and it's hard. Yeah. Now, here's my question. What's Sarah thinking? Okay, her assistant Sarah. That's the only person I care about.
Oh, I think her name is Rose.
Oh no, Rose, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, what does Rose think? Rose is basically like, here, I'm gonna just give you a giant shot of tequila so you'll shut up. So yeah. She does that. And then we see Nima and Shervin and Mike walking through, I think it was Sky Harbor Airport, like, yeah, we're in Arizona. But we find out that they got kicked off a plane, and that basically, one of them was, like, saving seats for them because of Southwest, and then a guy saw them saving seats and was like, this is, you know, they got into a fight. Nima explained it on his Instagram that basically the guy started yelling at them for saving seats and then started using racial epithets, and then Southwest, because Southwest has a great track record with this, they kicked off Nima, Shervin, and Mike, even though it was the other guy being racist. But to be fair, they probably wore so much cologne that it was really for the safety of everyone on board.
Oh, God. So then they're like, well, this is the first time it happened, and we get a clip of their Israel trip where they were all interrogated and stuff. And Mike's like, well, we got the worst behind us, getting kicked off the plane, getting arrested. And now we have Destiny's event. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't have the worst behind us.
So Nima's like, guys, I think we have enough time for a cocktail before dinner and enough time to see Shervin strike out at least with three girls before bedtime. Vacation Nima's here, everyone. Vacation Nima.
And Destiny's like, oh my god, I'm so drunk, you guys. Oh my god.
Yeah. And Mike, she says she's drunk because she's had all these things that she's all stressed and had all these things to do today. So we see her drinking. But Mike thinks that she's really drunk because she has guilt about the Reza and MJ situation. I'm like, I don't think so. I think she's a little bit too self-involved to be stressed about that situation.
Yeah. I mean, she's the only girl cast member on this trip, and it's all about her. I doubt she's worried about anything else right now, you know?
Did you notice?
She's psyched.
Did you also notice that when they walked in and Nima went up to the receptionist, and he goes, hi, we have three comped rooms under Destiny Rose. I was like, you could just say you've got three rooms. Not like, hi, everyone, we have three comped rooms. We have comped rooms here.
Oh, I thought he was kidding. Like, she's paying for him. Ha ha.
Oh, my bad.
Like a dad. He'll take the check.
I thought the entire episode, I was like, oh, I'm surprised that Destiny hasn't thrown it in their faces that she bought their rooms.
No, that's totally dad humor. If ever you're confused about anything that Nima is saying, just think of it as your dad saying.
You're right. I take it back. I rescind the shade.
She's like, you guys get ready for the fanciest thing. We're having steak dinner in this casino in Phoenix. It's going to be.
We're going to be wild tonight. We're going to have our big steak dinner at 6:30 p.m.
Yeah. A steakhouse in a casino with fluorescent lighting. I'm going all out, boys. Going all out.
So then we go over to MJ's house and Vita comes over. We're back on. We're back on iPhone cam. So Vita comes over, and she has officially retired from Bloomingdale's, which means she is no longer terrorizing people at the Century City Mall as they walk by.
And yeah, she promised to retire when the baby came, and she did it. And now they're stuck with Vita.
Yeah.
Great promise. Great promise, guys. That baby's going to be playing ping pong before it says hello.
It's true. So MJ is basically really bummed that she didn't get invited to the Arizona trip because, you know, she and Destiny were like really close, and Destiny was talking to MJ about it for months and months and months, and then it comes and she doesn't get the invite.
Yeah. And MJ is like, you know, she knows that the moment she has to face me, the truth is going to come out. And once it does, she's going to look like a big, 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 big balloon liar.
Yeah. And Vita's just like, fuck him. She's basically like, you should be with your precious baby. One day they're your friend. One day they're your enemy.
When she came in, MJ's like, oh, sorry, Mom. I need to put on some blush. And she goes, and some chapstick. Or some lip gloss.
I missed that.
So Gigi's condo with her friend. They're sitting around with the mom waiting to hear if she's pregnant. And guess what? She's pregnant.
Wow.
So then back in Phoenix, Mike goes to Shervin and Nima's room. And he's like, oh my God, is this your room, Shervin? No wonder it smells like Draco Noir.
I was like, wait a second. That's our joke, Mike. Stop it. So,
oh, good.
Mike is like, it's so weird to be on this vacation trip, but not have MJ or Reza. These are like my friends. This is so weird right now. Wow. So, MJ calls up Mike, and she's just feeling bad that she's missing out on all the fun time. It doesn't feel good for her, you know? And she felt like the guys were really attacking her and giving her the third degree at the cafe.
And Nima's like, is she crying? Mike's like, listen, I'm sorry you're upset, but this just isn't a little feud, okay? Each person has a responsibility that they have to take. And I don't know why Destiny would lie, or that Allie, who is your friend, why they would lie. But, and she's like, I'm, because they said that she was the one who told them to do it. And she's like, I'm not trying to bob or weave my way out of this, okay? Tommy was storming out of here. Do you think I want that? And then they show a clip of MJ telling Tommy what Reza said, like somehow implicating her.
Yeah, like, I didn't like
that.
Of
course she wanted it. She told Tommy. Well, who cares?
She's allowed to tell her. She's allowed to tell Tommy what was said. This does not make her Lady Macbeth.
Yeah. So she's like, I'm not in charge of my husband's behavior. And Mike's like, what about your own behavior? You have taken no responsibility. You've taken responsibility for nothing, my love. Nothing, my love. Oh, I hate when Mike does that.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, honey. Hey, toots. Could you get me some more iced tea?
And she's basically like, yes, I'm aware that Allie wanted to talk to Reza about this issue, which to me did not exceed strip Jenga, you know? By the way, did you also notice that Mike has MJ listed in his phone as MJ Shaz? Like, it's a little odd to me that he has her listed, like, classified by the TV show that he's on, as opposed to, like, Mercedes Javid or something like that.
Yeah, because we've been friends for so long.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
So he's like, I'll set something up, MJ. Don't worry about it. So then we go to dinner at this beautiful steak place.
Beautiful.
And it's like clown music.
I know, there's like a football, there's a strange football in the middle of their table.
And like Destiny thinks that she's won at this point, right?
Yeah.
She's like, here I am. I've got, this whole cast trip is about me. Everything's going to go great. She's trying to be as wacky as possible.
Yeah. So Mike starts telling Destiny what MJ said on the phone. And Nima's like, she was crying. She was actually crying. It was a game changer for me, a total game changer.
The intention was there. Okay, the intention was there. And Destiny's like, she tells us, MJ for sure knew what was up from the beginning. And Allie specifically told me that MJ told him to do this. It's like, well, who told you to do it?
Yeah.
Like, Destiny's so fucking shady. So she's like, well, on one hand, I'm happy you're telling me, but, like, on the other hand, it hurts me because she's not owning up to it. And she starts her fucking crocodile tears.
Yeah. Exactly. And she's like, she literally put me in a situation and made it seem like I was lying when I wasn't. And Mike's like, please be honest. Please be honest. What do I have to lose? You know, and she starts.
Shervin was my hero in this
scene. He was.
He's like, why are you upset that Maris directed him to come tell you? She's like, no, it's not just one thing that hurts me. And he's like, okay, then can we move on to the next thing?
Yeah.
And so she gets mad because Mike said, be honest. And the guy's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Because now Destiny's having a fit, you know? She's like, yeah. What do I have to lose? I was like, your show, your friendship with Reza, which obviously freaked you the hell out because no one would shoot with you.
She was afraid of Reza.
Yeah.
And she's
like, you guys are drinking the fucking Kool-Aid. And Shervin's like, you have to own your motherfucking keep too, all right? All these rumors traveling around that Reza's husband's cheating, and then you proliferate that by bringing it to Mike instead of Reza's fucking ear.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so, and Destiny's like, I have been nothing but fucking there for everyone, voy voy. And on top of that, I have been shit on constantly, voy voy voy.
Please don't bullshit. She's like, first of all, I don't need that bullshit, and I'm going to tell you what. And then she starts screaming and slamming the table.
Yeah.
She's like, I've got a motherfucking business to deal with. Oh, really? Where'd all those tears go?
Yeah.
That were just, like, you can't get out of this, so you're just going to scream and yell now. It's like the Bravo school of avoiding. Deflect.
Yeah, like, you have a business deflect. To deal with, then why did you bring this TV show along? She goes, no matter what, at the end of my journey, I know where I'm going. And Shervin's like, I have a bottle service in hell. Come see me there. I'm like, of course Shervin would even get bottle service in hell. Of course.
Yeah. And she's like, I can't believe what you're saying to me. He goes, yeah, because what you're saying doesn't mean dick. All right. And he slams the table back at her. And then the poor restaurant manager is like standing outside trying to like break it up. But he's like, okay, they're calm again. Oh, they're slamming the table again. Oh, all right. They're calm.
All the blue hairs. God, they're slamming the table. All the blue hairs are scandalized out there. Nima's like, well, at least she knows she's caught. Because if she's truly innocent, why are you acting so guilty?
And she screams at Shervin that he's a disgusting piece of shit and blah, 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 and then walks away, of course. And that's that. So, yeah. Haha. Night ruined, sucker.
Yep. So now we go back to Tommy. Tommy and MJ are at home with the baby, and he's like, I have no regrets. So they put the baby they put the baby down or whatever. And so MJ is talking about how, you know, she's like, Tommy stood up for me, and now he's going to have legal consequences. And they start talking about the whole whole incident that happened.
Yeah, and she's like, but babe, like, here we are. Now's your chance on camera to say you regret it. He's like, I don't regret it. Fuck him. But then he starts sobbing because it was like the worst day in his life, and he lost his mother, and then now he almost lost her, and he's traumatized.
Well, he also says, you know, I broke a plant. I wanted to break his legs. He's lucky. I'm like, please don't say that on camera. Reza will 100% use that. He goes, I was scared. If we had been there, he would have killed us. He said he wanted to break our legs.
But yeah, Tommy's not the brightest bulb on the tree, but he is my favorite.
He goes,
you own the words that leave your mouth. Okay, you can't just talk like that to people. Otherwise, someone might come and break your legs. It might happen. Gay, straight, round, perpendicular?
I'm like, perpendicular, okay.
I'm not there to play Tommy Six or Naked Jenga, bro. I'm there to kick some ass.
Yeah, not helping yourself.
Yeah.
Cut. Reshoot.
Yeah, but that when he does talk about, like, it's like, it was gut-wrenching. Like, Tommy will do this. There'll be just a typical, normal Tommy scene, and then he will just, like, drive a knife into your heart. He's like, they told me it was going to be the best night of my life. The minute you hold your kid, wait, and it was the fucking worst night of my life, and I can't get out of my head. And I was like, why am I tearing up? Where did this come from? What happened?
Yeah.
But it also goes to show you, like, this is why it makes me so mad what Reza is talking about, that these are, like, people who are going through real anxiety and hurt and fear, and this was supposed to be an amazing thing. It's not like they're just saying it for attention. Tommy has been traumatized by this experience, and Reza is they're going through this, and Reza's calling up MJ while she's like recovering and being like, did you tell Ellie to send these pictures, whatever. It is so inconsiderate while these people are like going through it, and that you can't put that aside for 1 second and just be there for your friend and to say, you know what, I'm going to deal with this later, or you know what, this is too petty, or maybe just give her the benefit of the doubt because she's your friend. It's so vile.
It's so Reza.
That's so Reza, coming to Disney.
Reza be obsessed.
Anyway, now that I'm all fired up, hey, that was the end of that. So we'll see where it goes. Probably nowhere good. In the meantime, go check out our bonus episodes and stuff on patreon.com/watchforcrappins. Hey, go follow us on Instagram at watchforcrappins. And we're going to be back with our next episode to discuss Vanderpump Rules. Ooh, life after the wedding. So we'll be back with Vanderpump Rules on Wednesday. Until then, stay safe, be considerate. We'll talk to you later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.